Living life like an athlete. You know, when I think of all the work I've done in 45 years as a counselor and master life coach, this is one of the things that I do subconsciously every day in working with clients. I want them to live like an athlete. I want them to maximize their potential. I want them to kick royal butt in life. These are my clients I'm talking about, right? And then when we go to my professional athletic clients, oh my God, they're incredible role models for maximizing their potential, for working through discomfort, through overcoming defeat, through having a great attitude even when their team or themselves are not operating at the highest level possible. You see, when you live like an athlete, you take life very seriously, right? Listen to this. And I'm going to do another video on this later on. A recent survey study came out and said 10% of the world's population is living to maximize their potential. In my words, they're living like an athlete. 90% are looking to get by until they die. Isn't that an incredibly sad statistic? And in my practice, I see it's true. There's so many people that could have amazing lives, but they don't want to do the work. They don't want to give up the alcohol. They don't want to give up the food. They don't want to give up the righteousness, that they have to be right and win every argument, right? I mean, they're all bogged down in this nonsense instead of exploding like an athlete, like a LeBron James, you know, like a Novak Djokovic, like a, you name it. I mean, we have these athletes out there that are maximizing their potential. They are enjoying life. They're doing what they love, and they're really well-rounded. They're holistically based. You know, I've done articles on Novak Djokovic before and LeBron James and some of these other athletes. Several of them I've worked with one-on-one. And when you talk to them about their daily routines, they're amazing. I mean, they're so structured. I remember Kobe Bryant used to get up at 4 a.m. to get to the gym before anyone else, so he had an hour and a half to shoot by himself. I mean, it's that kind of discipline. But the end result is phenomenal, right? And then we have other individuals that are acting like athletes. We have clients of mine that are attacking their goals, attacking their weaknesses. And this brings up a huge point. Whenever I work with a professional or college or even a high school athlete, the number one thing that I want to do, first of all, is get their head straight. Make sure that they're inspired, they're motivated, that they have the tools to overcome defeat. They have the tools to overcome mentally mistakes in the game and all those type of things, right? But then I want to know what their weaknesses are. So let's take basketball. Since I played at Syracuse University, this is my favorite sport in the world. And what I want to know from some of the top caliber athletes I've worked with in basketball is how bad do they want to be the best defensive player on their team? In their conference, in the league, because that is one of the things that separates the greatest players from players that are just really good. Those players that are both offensive-minded and defensive animals are the ones that I want to work with, or the ones that are offensive-minded and need to increase their defense. Those are the ones I want to work with. You see, athletes will go after their weaknesses. They understand that their free throw percentage is terrible. It's 50, 60, 65% when it should be 70, 75, 80, 85%, right? So we'll say that's a massive weakness. Now, in order to live like an athlete, what are your weaknesses? Would it be eating too much at night? Would it be eating too much in general? Would it be eating junk food? Would it be laziness? Would it be the fact that you're not taking care of your mind, body, spirit? Would it be the fact that you're always looking to argue? When you live like an athlete, you're looking at these as weaknesses and you're saying, okay, I need help. I need to figure out how to quit eating this food, how to quit drinking. I need to learn how to get up earlier in the morning and have a set routine for the day. One of the things I do with all my clients is make sure they have an organized, ritualistic sections of each day. So they start off in the morning, maybe with a breathing technique, and at noon they read 5 pages of a book, and we just have a routine. That's what athletes do. And when you overcome those challenges, your confidence increases dramatically. You know, I'll never forget playing basketball at Syracuse University. And I was a walk-on, right? Which means I had to beat out all these other players to make the team. And I'll never forget when the coach came up to me and he said, you know, you're one of three guys left. We're going to pick one. And you're one of the three left that's going to be selected. And I'm going to go with you. And I like freaked out. And he said, you know, I don't know why. I said, absolutely, coach. He said, because you're a defensive monster. He said, you can shoot the lights out. And I love that. But your defense is why you're going to make the team. And you see, all these guys that I was up against that didn't make the team, most of them, they weren't concerned about defense. trying out for a Division I basketball team, they wanted to show off their offensive skills, their dribbling skills, their shooting skills, etc. And I wanted to show off my dribbling and shooting skills too. But I also knew that one of the things that even got me into an opportunity to be playing at Syracuse University was because in high school, that was an amazing forte of mine, to shut down the opposing offensive star. And then I got a chance to score on the other end. It was a win-win for both of us, right? But when I look at someone who I'm going to play against and I realize their weakness is defense, it's all over. And in the NBA, it's the same thing. You'll see a team pick on an individual that's not a great defensive player. And I want that player as my client because I want that person to rise up and to become the best defensive player ever. Live like an athlete. Your body is your temple. Your mind is your temple. Go after those massive goals. Have people help you. And that's the other thing. Every athlete I work with, they have me as their mental coach. They've got a physical training coach. They may have a Pilates, a yoga coach. I mean, LeBron James and Novak Djokovic do. So let's live like an athlete. Let's treat our body perfectly. Let's have a great attitude. Let's surround ourselves with people that also want to grow. And if you need help, reach out to me at TalkDavid.com. Not only because I'm a former athlete, not because I work with athletes, but because I know the secret to get you to the place that you want to be. Reach out to me at TalkDavid.com. We also have 5 books there for absolutely free. We can live like an athlete, and you will love when you do it. Have a beautiful day.